651.
You'll sometimes name your dog after somebody from your past or maybe a favorite relative. But what about your favorite wine? Well, that's exactly what Scott Greenberg and his family did.
And he's not ashamed by this at all. He's just laughing. The Washington Examiner wine columnist joins us now. Scott, tell us how your dog came to be named Turley.
Well, it was a rescue dog. We got a big, goofy yellow lab, and we rescued him, and he was just wild and crazy, and my wife was ready to boot either the dog or me out the door where this was going. And the kids love the dog, and my wife's favorite wine are Turley's Infidels. And so the boys came up with a brilliant idea to name the dog Turley. So they thought that this would be a great way to keep the dog, and I'll be darned, but it worked. So that was 8 years ago. We still have the dog, and we still drink Turley wines.
Well, that's great, because if somebody in the Greenberg family is going to name their dog after Turley, Turley must be a heck of a label. Why are the Ziffs so good from there?
Well, the Zinfandels are just phenomenal. They really set the benchmark of California Zinfandels about 15, 20 years ago. The problem was you can't get them because they were in such high demand, and the production was relatively low. Fast forward, thankfully now, we've got a lot of the Zinfandels, a lot of vineyards are online, so Turley's making a lot more wine, so they're now available out here in our marketplace. I was shocked the other day, I was shopping and over at a local grocery store and saw Turley on the shelves, and my tail was wagging.
Wow, so which one do you like?
Well, I think if you're going to stick your toe in the proverbial Zinfandel market, the 2008 Turley Zinfandel Old Vines is a great way to start. It's a blend of Turley's vineyards located throughout California. And this version is full yet soft, displaying gobs of sweet, jammy fruit in the mouth like ripe cherries and red berries. And the finish is plush and luscious. Only $30. I know that sounds a little pricey, but for this wine, it's really a great deal.
Now, you say that Turley is your favorite hair of the dog wine. Explain that.
Well, Turley's Infidels have high alcohol. They're picked ripe, and so they ferment a little bit higher on the alcohol level. You're going to get Zinfandel. These wines probably run 14.5 all the way up to 16.5% alcohol. Generally, wines run between 12 and 14, so they're going to be on the higher end of alcohol. Be careful when you drink them, but man, they're delicious.
What else do you want to tell us about the Turley?
How about one more? How about the Juvenile? I like the 2008 Turley Juvenile. Again, $30 wine, but this is from younger vines located again throughout California. Delicious, good black cherry, berry fruit, cigar box, and black pepper. So you get a little bit of an interesting note on there. Dried herb characteristics. Again, $30, a great wine and a good introduction to Turley's Infidels.
All right, very good. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.